Classic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
All right, quick question. Have you been winning iPhone 13s on Instagram unprovoked? I am really waiting for these phones to be delivered immediately. To be honest, I don't know what I'm going to do with all the phones that I've been winning on random competitions I didn't even enter. And to get more insight on this, I'd like to welcome you and introduce you to Brian Turner. Brian Turner is a well-known tech expert, tech writer. He's also from Worldwide Works, he's a market researcher there. And it's so good to be chatting to you again, Brian. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you, Vic?
I'm very good. I'm just, firstly, it's all these iPhones that I've been winning, I think, has been so wonderful. We all have the same 24 hours, yet I have won many iPhones. And I don't know how this has even happened, and I'm hoping that you can shed some insight into what's actually going on. Because surely Instagram can do something about it. Surely this is a scam.
Yeah, it's definitely a scam, one. And it's a very interesting case of AI evasion. So if you take a look at these photos that a lot of people are tagged in now, they're kind of grainy, and that manages to fool the AI into thinking that it's a different photo. So as soon as Instagram says, okay, well, we'll just block this photo from being posted.
Yeah.
Other with a different level of grain, so it looks like a different photo to the computer. But to us, it all looks like the same photo we've been taking over and over.
It is the exact same person. It's the same person that I keep on reporting, but it's different usernames, but the exact picture.
Exactly. And it's mostly account names with like Eastern European names, so like Russian sounding names. And it always says 34 Rand 27 cents for this iPhone 13. So obviously, that's not how it works.
So why are they choosing violence? Whoever's behind this.
They're doing it for it's basically phishing scams, but not on email. But
so you mentioned a couple of things before we were interrupted with the bad phone signal. You spoke about a phishing scam, but also how they're getting away with this is by some sort of AI software. So the profile picture is always being grained, but it's always the same person, and it's in an Eastern European name. So for someone like me, I've been reading the news lately about a lot of people who haven't checked their spam folders because, I mean, this has become such a common thing now, but it actually ended up being legit. So that's, for me, is why I think someone would click on these links. What would happen if someone clicks on this link?
So clicking on the link itself isn't too much of a reveal. They'll most likely collect someone's IP address, which is like someone's address on the internet. It's a little bit more dangerous with a fixed line like fiber, because that can reveal basically your neighborhood in some cases your house. But yeah, on a mobile connection, like on a 3G, 4G, 5G, that's a lot harder, because the IP address is generally the tower, which is a lot coarser of a location. But the moment one starts filling in anything on this link, it's almost game over.
I am speechless. Now, how do we make it stop? Surely Instagram could do something. It's been going on for days now. I mean, I've got so many iPhones that I've not yet received.
Yeah, I've honestly, everyone on the internet is fed up with it, because Instagram just can't do anything about it. And what they'll have to do now, unfortunately, and this is the nature of AI, is that they're going to have to study everything that's posted and retrain their algorithm to know what a grainy picture looks like versus another grainy picture, so that they can pick up in future like these kinds of scams.
It's so disappointing, because AI is so fascinating, but clearly there are people abusing it, and it almost makes people scared of it.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, we're fighting AI with AI, and that's it's incredibly fascinating to observe, but it's frustrating to be involved in it, being tagged in all these photos. So when we're looking at what Instagram has and what other people have, they definitely have different algorithms that just don't combine. And that's the fascinating part of it. But the frustrating part of it is that there will be people who fall for it.
Brian, I quickly want to go back to what you said earlier when you said game over if you click on that link. Game over how?
Game over in terms of identity theft, because they're going to be asking for your name, your surname, your address, your ID number, your phone number. And the ID number part is incredibly worrying, because that's generally a security question for many services, including banks. They love asking what's your address and what's your ID number, just for security. And I mean, those are major pieces of personal information that are leaked through these phishing scams.
So Brian, best is just to ignore all of this for now.
Definitely. And I mean, always, there's almost nothing that comes for free. You have to almost always have to enter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say actually always, you always have to enter a competition to win one. You can't just win something out of nowhere. It just doesn't work like that.
Well, I just want to say Brian Turner is one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter. He's very insightful when it comes to this sort of thing. Brian, how can our listeners get in touch with you, also following your timeline, just to, because I mean, you quite regularly update.
Yeah, sure. So I'm on Twitter with the handle at TranquilBigfoot, and that's how you can catch up with me and also ask me questions. You can just add me and I'll reply.
Awesome stuff, Brian. Have a great Monday and enjoy your iPhone if you ever do get it. The one that you how many have you won so far?
Oh, I've honestly won about 100. I'm just waiting for them to get you.
Balling. Thank you, Brian.
Great. Thanks, Vic.
Ciao.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m., East Coast Radio.